church when that, when we heard that the war was over. And of course, it was a celebration.
Were there a lot of soldiers from Roswell who went?
Yes. And I had four cousins, all from the same family, that were serving at that time.
And when they came back, what were the celebrations?
Well, you know, I don't remember too much because I was young, but I remember everybody just sort of went back with their families and reestablished themselves. Some got married. I'm thinking in my own family, my cousins. But I'm assuming everybody just sort of fell back into their work area, because Roswell had a good many. We have a lot of, the VFW had a lot of, you know, young men that now that had served in World War II.
Any other key stories?
I'm sure there are, but I can't think of them.
Yeah, it's hard to come up with them off the top of your head.
It is. I can't think of anything right offhand. I probably would think of something later, but I think education's come a long way in through the years.
Historic.
Because I know special education, we didn't have anything for students with handicaps, and that's come a long way. But historically, in so forth, of course, the Olympics we thought was going to be we all prepared for a big thing in Roswell for the Olympics, and it never came. We thought we were going to have lots of crowds, and we didn't, because I think Atlanta was able to disperse of them and take care of them. But I don't remember anything else really that, when I think of historically.
Mm-hmm. How about personal or friends and family type memories that you'd like to share? Anything specific?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
No, it's been a good life. I don't know of anything, you know, particular, but I'm real proud of my wife and kids, and I'm glad we had a place like Roswell to get started and make it this far. It's the whole family is doing good.
Mine, of course, is my family and so forth, but I've also been fortunate in having taught so many children in this area. I mean, like thousands, because I had so, you know, we were the only preschool and kindergarten. And the nice thing now is to go to a ball game or somewhere, and this great big old man comes over, puts his arm around you and says, "Hi, how are you doing?" You know, I think when you get old, you enjoy being recognized. And there's been so many, and I hear so many good results from, because I've kept up with a lot to find out what's become of them, and it makes it nice to think that you were able to have a part in their life and to grow up in a town where you could stay there and see the results of some of the students that you taught that are now parents and so forth.
And do a lot of those folks still live here?
Yes, they do, and that's what makes it so nice, because you know, you feel like I had a part in that.
We really can't go anywhere hardly that we don't run into kids that's been to school and normal.
That's great.
And it is nice. That makes it nice.
Well, thank you so much for participating. I'm going to turn this off.